presentation here today concerns the deconstruction of circumspection of homelessness. This circumspection is particularly found in Heideggerian dwelling due to anti-modern tendencies, as I so see it. While there is undeniable merit in phenomenological conceptions of place and dwelling, I insist that the Heideggerian dweller neglects the liberating and radical significance of homelessness. So, I will start with a quote from T.S. Eliot. Home is where one starts from. This is a rather intuitive claim for some, that is to say, home is foundational for any lived experience, a place from which we can begin our explorations into the world and eventually return to collect ourselves. The home is a place of comfort and security. At home, one is granted autonomy and privacy. Philosophically, the intimacy of the home is perhaps best recognized in phenomenological approaches to dwelling. By dwelling, here I mean to reside, to continue in a certain condition or state, indeed to linger over, to remain in circle, collected, indeed to be at home. Heidegger states in his famous essay, Building Dwelling Thinking, dwelling is the manner in which mortals are on earth. A matter of such intimacy is a matter of being, as it conveys meaning upon the world. We are being in the world qua dwelling. However, as Heidegger points out, we can only come to know of such being due to the ever-present sense of unease that pervades the current state of our being, a certain feeling of not being at home. The metaphysical condition of contemporary humanity is one of Unheimlichkeit, indeed meaning uncanniness, or as you know, homelessness. Edward Casey helpfully elaborates on this point. He states that our emplacement, simply to be in place, is an ongoing cultural process that borrows from the natural world, such that it acculturates those borrowed ingredients. It is in essence social and communal. It unfolds as the very experience of being in a place, or more particularly, becoming a part of a place. In contrast, displacement, or homelessness, is to be lost at sea, isolated, disorientated, and alienated. Then homelessness is that which threatens emplacement at every turn. The persistent dyad becomes apparent. The intimate home is realized through the potential estrangement of homelessness, and vice versa. Homelessness is a threat to our dwelling in the world. Those feelings of estrangement and alienation is, as both Heidegger and Casey assert, the great problem of modernity. Upon this thinking, modernity, with its technological advancements and expanding cities, has stripped us of the intimacy once associated with being. The idea is that such alienation from our earthly and communal homes contributes to the destitute state of modern society. To quote Anthony Steinbock at length, for I believe he describes his contemporary state rather succinctly, in an era that radically calls into question the integrity of the self, witnesses the disruption of a stable, unified present, participates in the usurpation of the original by reproductions, in a hyper or virtual reality, and objectifies the whole earth in photographs such that it appears as just another stellar body. The underlying forces signaling a basic uprootedness should not be underestimated. No doubt we do live in turbulent, tumultuous times. Nevertheless, I do conceive the problem of homelessness somewhat differently from Heidegger and Casey. In this respect, I continue to follow Steinbock's insight, who has a suspicion that the unprecedented attention paid to homelessness and its desired elimination today has little to do with concern for people who are deemed homeless, and much to do with a fascination with homelessness itself. In light of this, I argue that there appears to be a problem in distinguishing the material and existential aspects of the problem. By existential, I mean the use of homelessness as being qua dwelling, the strictly phenomenological use of the term. But homelessness too can be defined by its material situation. For example, the circumstances or conditions that forces one or makes one choose to sleep on the streets or sleep rough. Here, I'll call this street homelessness. There is an uncritical conflation of the material and existential meanings. Street homelessness comes to materially symbolize the symptom and even cause of the existential unease. It is key to note here that I am making use of the impact behind the image of street homelessness, of which we are all aware. The moralistic undertones that accompany this imagining serve to enforce the conceptual divide we make between their situation and those presumably better at home, that is again presumably in a household of sorts. In our societies built upon structures of economic competition, the homeless are deemed lazy, alcoholics, drug addicts, a paradigm of individual sickness, exhibiting deviant and dysfunctional behaviour deemed unfit for public display. They are a representation of fundamental and threatening outsiderness. The term homeless is therefore widely used in a systematic fashion to name an undesirable way of life, and this prevails in its existential use. So this leads me to my argument. The failure to account for material homelessness in the existential use of the term sustains the socio-political degradation of the homeless. Ultimately, Heidegger's and Casey's phenomenologies of dwelling contribute to the romanticization of the home, holding on to traditional notions of the household. The problem rests in the fact that the use of homelessness presumes a lack of and need for a home, which reduces homeless communities to a problem. The people behind these identities are rendered eternally invisible, cementing their lack of autonomy in our society. Heidegger's anti-modernism succumbs to the same negative tropes of homelessness that prevail in the very modern society of which he is critical. The homeless suffer social alienation because they do not conform to supposedly modern norms, and yet, somewhat ironically, philosophical anti-modernism only serves to further social segregation between those dwelling at home and the homeless. But the question remains, where do such traditional values infiltrate, such that it can be discovered even in the works of the most politically liberal, like Casey? In the following, I reveal my deconstruction process, which aims to understand the origins and persistence of the socio-economic conservatism grounded in our conceptions of dwelling. This occurs in three parts. First, I elicit the problem as one of the other, that is, a problem of intersubjectivity. This is explained through Steinbock's interpretation of Husserl's later philosophy. Steinbock invokes the social contrast between the homed and homeless to describe the interdependent relationship between Heimwelt, homeworld, and Fremdwelt, alien world. I consider the dichotomy to be revealed here on an existential level. Steinbock uniquely highlights how homelessness is rendered heimlich, both secret and familiar. According to Husserl, this is typical of intersubjective relations. One strives to render the other, that is the unfamiliar, familiar. The homeless are seen only from the perspective of the home, and the singular dimensionality therefore assumed of homelessness attempts to erase the life world and the subject behind it. In one swift move, homelessness is forced out both discursively and materially to leave only the existential home in place. The homeless are reduced to a dependency on the home, and more importantly, the homed can then feel secure in the objective affirmation of their subjective perception. The homeless are placed into shelters so that they can be safely ignored by the housed and monitored by authorities. So secondly, I want to understand its relationship better materially. And here, I believe that the binary is best framed by the dichotomy imposed between the house and the street, or paradigmatically, cities. Casey even calls cities the antipodes of homes. So while cities certainly contain homes, or indeed houses, the city remains a threat to the interior depth of the home. This reveals the house-home relation that prevails in our society. In the house, as building construction norms prescribe, the home is socio-politically delimited to ascertain the domicile. The streets are not a home for anyone in this respect. This has existential import. In fact, Adam Shah subtly reveals the kind of solitude expected and required for authentic Dasein by detailing the location and design of Heidegger's infamous Tottenbaum house. Here, the establishment of the private household by means of traditional build and rural landscape becomes constitutive of a good life. The existential problem of the home is revealed to be a material problem of privacy. Existential identity becomes a matter of material security. The house-home relation is persistently regarded as the primary loci of autonomy. then ultimately that social ideology will find it difficult to recognise the full moral personality in the homeless. Lastly then, I attempt to understand this notion of privacy. Materially, it is a matter of property, indeed of private ownership. There is a well-known private-public demarcation of place. Simply put, the private is reserved for a sphere or spheres of social life that forbid public intrusion. However, in the case of homelessness, the realm of the private and public are evidently not so distinct. What is traditionally lived in private now occurs in public. For a thinker like Hannah Arendt, the consequences of this decimation is totalitarianism. The homeless again symbolize a threat to the private. The street homeless are in a sense morally treacherous for continually demonstrating their private activities in public spaces. Here upon this line of thinking, homelessness results from the dissolution of private-public distinction, not from its establishment. However, it is Karl Marx who points out that, and I quote, the political suppression of private property not only does not abolish private property, it actually presupposes its existence. The separation of private from public renders the former non-political, even though its existence is necessary for politics. Street homelessness explicitly reveals how the dichotomy extends to place, the demarcation and quantification, the spatiopolitics of the cityscape. Here, the homeless are indeed rendered heimlich, forced into what is called marginal space as opposed to what is prime, or into shelters deemed suitable interim periods before they join respectable society. It is inherently an exclusive division. Moreover, it is existentially realized. Marx reveals how even the desire for solitude, a desire expressed repeatedly by Heidegger, is constituted by the capitalist subject intent on the separation of man from man, which is in effect one of its attempts to separate themselves from community via private property. So this brings me to my critical point. Heidegger and Casey's explicit and implicit anti-modernism misses its own critical mark. Rather than critique the marginalization and exploitation of humankind by capitalist constructs, they effectively advocate, even if unintentionally, the re-establishment of privacy in order to achieve the privilege of certain dwelling. This is ultimately short-sighted, for homelessness has the potential to be considered the ultimate outcome of rejecting the system, invoking a novel web of social relations that express and prescribe a unique perspective of the world and self-understanding. We do genuine disservice to the homeless and the housed by ignoring the viability and value of certain modes of living that have proven to work. Pertinently, it is Casey who acknowledges the importance of place is the chance to move us, the philosopher, out into the world. In conclusion, I suggest that in respect to dwelling qua being, in spite of T.S. Eliot, we must look to homelessness, not the home, as the point from which we begin. Thank you.